weddings are supposed to be happy family celebrations. In Lahore, Pakistan, though, a woman's decision to marry the man she loved was greeted not with joy, but with anger. Farzana Paveen's family was so outraged with her marriage that they attacked her and stoned her to death outside the city's high court earlier this week, in full view of a number of people, including police officers. Shama Sadat is a food writer who was born in Lahore, now lives here in Toronto, and she's with me in studio to talk about this murder and the larger implications for the country of her birth. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
What did you think when you first heard about what happened?
I think it was atrocious. These sort of events, these sort of atrocities take place in Pakistan on a daily basis. They usually take place in rural areas or they take place in tribal areas where there's lawlessness. I think what really shocked me was that this happened in the city of my birth, in Lahore. It happened outside the high court. And it just seems that things seem to be getting worse and worse on a daily basis
in
Pakistan.
And it happened in front of people, in front of crowds of people, including, we're hearing, police officers standing watching this unfold.
Yes. People, you know, these are bystanders. They are people who may not want to get involved because they are scared of the repercussions, or they may be people who are actually looking upon this as what they term an honor killing.
This death has been rightly widely condemned by people from around the world. What do you make of that condemnation?
I think the condemnation is actually spot on, and I think that we need this kind of condemnation, but it has to come from within the country. It has to happen within Pakistan.
Do you believe, it was interesting because this conversation that we're having came out of a tweet that you sent and then a conversation that we had online about how, as a woman from Pakistan yourself, you respond to the criticism of Pakistan. People see the story, they hear about the story, and they say, as you said, this happens on a regular basis in Pakistan. What is going on in that country? How does that sort of criticism affect you?
The criticism affects me very much, and that is one of the reasons why I actually write my blog, The Spice Spoon, because I've always felt that we are a country of 180 million people and everybody has their own story to tell. Unfortunately, you only get a sliver of that story in the media. There are lots of positive things about Pakistan, things that I would like to teach my son. My son is Canadian born and he is Pakistani and Canadian. But I actually want to inculcate certain values in him, which are both Canadian and Pakistani. It becomes very difficult to balance that when there are these sort of atrocities which are taking place in your country.
Your husband is also from Pakistan.
My husband is also Pakistani.
What has been the discussion in your household around this?
That's quite interesting. When this happened to Farzana, I immediately spoke to him about it. And he said, "You see, I told you." Because the conversation...
What does that mean? You see, I told you.
He always tells... Basically, we've been having some negative conversations about Pakistan, and he feels that Pakistan is, you know, there's a decline. It's in a state of decline. And I feel that I don't want to have so many of those negative conversations in my home because I don't want my son to grow up hearing about the negative things about Pakistan. But my husband feels that it's very important to talk about these things. In fact, he supports the acid burn victims in Pakistan. There's an organization that he supports. And he actually sits and watches these videos on YouTube.
These are women who have had acid thrown in their face by men.
Yes, and my husband watches them because he says that he doesn't want to put his head in the sand. He actually wants to see what is happening there. This is a country where he was born. This is a country that he is from, and he doesn't want to hide from it.
Can I just quote what you wrote to me yesterday, which was, "What happened in Pakistan is awful. We just feel so ashamed now. And even as good citizens, we feel helpless in the face of these atrocities." What is that like, to feel ashamed of the... I mean, you're very proud of where you come from. You write on your blog, you talk about the food of the place of your birth, you talk about the culture of that. What is that like to as you say, feel ashamed?
I think there are two things. I think that there's love, and I think that there's pride. And I think that I love my country because there are many things that I admire about it. The hospitality, what I've learned from my parents, that when you have guests, you give them your bed and you sleep on the floor. When you have guests for dinner, you prepare 10 dishes, not two. Those are the things that I think of when I think of Pakistan. And when you hear this sort of criticism, it sort of becomes difficult to be proud of your country. You may love it. And I think that those are two very different things. I may love my country, but I have to say that I'm not very proud at the moment.
But that idea of helplessness, of being a proud citizen or a citizen that loves the country, feeling helpless, what is it that you would want people like yourself who have a deep connection to that country to do in the face of something like this, in the face of a story like this?
I think that all we can really do is represent ourselves and be ambassadors of our country. I know that there's a lot of criticism that we get as expats or as immigrants. Many times people tell my father, who lives in Washington, D.C., what do you know? Why are you interfering? You live in your ivory tower in Washington, D.C. I think that when there's a revolution, quote unquote revolution, everybody has a part to play, whether you're actually on the front line, whether you're writing about it, whether you're tweeting about it, or whether you're having a conversation on Facebook with your friends about what has just happened.
Do you face criticism for speaking out about this?
I don't face criticism, but I think that I try to keep a little bit of a low profile, especially in the workplace when it comes to these sort of things.
This is an issue that I think a lot of immigrants are familiar with, this idea of worrying about how the country of their birth perhaps is represented and that conflict between, as you said, loving a place, but wondering if you can be proud of it. I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you so much.